This perfect storm that the Lord told me is coming, it's a convergence of five different elements. It's a convergence of religion, conflict in religion, politics, conflict in politics, war, conflict with war, religion, wars, pestilence, economics, a conflict in economic structures, and a conflict in geophysical issues, meaning the earth. He said, all of these things aren't going to happen everywhere at the same time, but parts will happen in different areas. And some places will have all five of these, other places will have only one or two of them. Some places on a scale of 1 to 10 might experience one economic issue at an 8, but then only experience a religion issue at a 2. But he said this, he said, it will begin slowly, and as it begins, it'll begin here, and then it will begin here, and then as time progresses, as time progresses, it will get faster and faster, like popcorn in a popcorn popper. And it will eventually get to the place where it will be impossible to keep track of everything that's going on in the world at the same time. And he began to talk to me about different signposts along the way, how the Islamic community were going to systematically get rid of any neutral Islamic leader of any country. The non-radical Islamic leaders would be removed from office, and the new radical leadership would be placed in office, and they were going to go country by country. And he says, you'll notice it will begin when Mubarak is removed from office in Egypt, and then a greater radical Islamic group will take over after him, and by the time he passes away, it will become a terrorist nation. That was in 2007. I had no idea that just a few short years later that would happen. It was not on my radar screen. It was on God's radar screen. He began to talk about the economies of the world and how they were going to shift. He began to talk about how the euro was going to start going down and there would be trouble in the European community and how corruption would be exposed in the European community as it began to deteriorate. And he began to talk to me about the banking system of the United States and how the banking system had corruption in it as well, and it was going to fall as well, and that we need to be very, very careful how we handle our finances in the bank and the banking system. He began to talk to me about how big government was going to begin to take over in all the world, and that there was a concerted effort in order to make government God and not man and not God God, that government would provide and they would stop looking to God to provide. And he began to talk to me about how the earth was going to respond to the growing corruption of man, because the earth is subject to futility, because man is not in a place where righteousness rules, and so the earth cannot fulfill what it was created to do. And so just as mankind has wars within himself, the earth has wars within itself. And so magma wants to come to the surface and tectonic plates begin to move, all because of the warring within mankind and our influence upon everything we touch, whether we know it or not. And he began to talk to me about earthquakes in various places and things that would happen, like 2 feet of hail would fall in one day. That happened this spring. He began to talk to me about signs and wonders that would happen. A hurricane so large it would cover 500 miles when it hit the American coast. He began to talk to me about, I began to see headlines that were taking place. I won't tell you all of them. I'll give you a few of them. Terry and I have seen some of the same headlines. It's interesting. I was comforted when Terry called me one day and he said, hey, the Lord told me that he has given you headlines about coming things. I go, good night, that's right. He has been giving me headlines. Here's some of the headlines you're going to read. Too big to fail, fails. National bank being pushed. infrastructure of America beyond repair. The rise and fall of political parties, the new third party gains ground. The Washington Monument tilts even more, delays announced to other monument repairs. The Great Divide, the new normal on the Mississippi. Washington, D.C. riots continue, hundreds dead. Chicago up in arms. Where is the Navy? New United North America being pushed. GPS loses its GPS. Three planes down, others missing in solar tsunami. Volcano erupts near Tokyo, 7 million dead, another million missing. City tunnels closed after bomb. New Year's terror, out with the new, in with the old. Record set for number of city with riot curfews. Martial law to be extended 30 more days. Military funding cuts numbers of soldiers. Nuclear disaster under the high seas. Ocean temperatures rise, spreading. Millions of fish dying. Blight in grains continues. Elevators empty. Drought continues. Prayer rises. NFL postpones all game until answers are found. Does God play softball? Hail the size of softball destroys thousands of homes and autos. TV evangelist dies shortly after return home from Africa. The North Pole is now found in North Russia. Those are some of the headlines. The Lord told me that gold would rush up towards $2,000 an ounce, and then it would go down. It would rush up again, it would plummet, and then it would rush up again. That has already been happening. It's happened. He told me that there was some kind of a threat of an epidemic. I can't even remember what it was. So much has happened right now. In 2008, it began to happen, and they were afraid it would be a pandemic. And he said, don't worry about that one. The next one you need to worry about. I'm waiting for that next one. Right now, where I live is the capital of, what is this new flu that's gone around? West Nile virus. Denton County, Texas, the epicenter of the West Nile virus. That's going to spread, but that's not the pandemic. I had this dream. I was in this dream. I was taken up. Well, let me back up. In this dream, I was on an ocean, and I was rowing a rowboat. Kind of sounds strange, but in dreams, it's not so strange. You know, you're in a rowboat all by yourself in the middle of the ocean. You're rowing. Everything is nice, beautiful, blue, clear water, beautiful. But as I'm rowing, it gets a little more difficult to row and a little more difficult to row. And pretty soon I go, man. And I look over and the water, the beautiful blue water, has turned to blue-gray sludge. And I'm thinking, I'm in the middle of the ocean. What am I going to do? And I look, and there's this white wall over here. And I thought, if I can just make it to the white wall, maybe there's like some way I can scale up it or something. But I'm in the middle of the ocean. I need some type of protection. So I went over to the white wall. I got to the white wall, and there in the wall was little hand places you just get your toe into, get your hand into. And I scaled up the wall, got on top, and realized the white wall was really a platform. And the platform was comprised of these squares, like tile or that you see out in a yard. And so these squares that were out in the yard, but one was kind of sticking up. And I thought, man, I don't want anybody to trip over that. So I thought, I'll just kind of pull up the tile, scrape out the dirt from underneath it, and put the tile back down. I tried doing that, tried pulling up the tile, and it wouldn't come up. And I realized, I started trying to dig around it with my fingers and realized it's pretty thick, pretty deep. And it's not like an inch and a half piece of stone here. So I thought, man, what am I going to do? I thought, if I just had a backhoe. See? You didn't know I'm a backhoe operator, did you? I've got all this stuff nobody knows about. So if I just had a backhoe and a thumb on it, I'd grab a hold of that tile. I'd pick the tile up. I'd remove the dirt. I'd put the tile back down. And only as you can do a dream, I'm looking around on top of this nothing. I mean, it's like nothing on top of this white platform. But I turn this way. Ah! A backhoe. Exactly. There it is. This nice, big Kubota tractor right over here. So I get on the tractor. I pull over. I reach over and pull it up. And as I'm pulling it up, it just like disintegrates. Right, just like, and I thought, man, I didn't squeeze it that hard. And I got out off the tractor, walked down to it. I kind of picked it up. Even the pieces would break off in my hand. And I realized that this was a box. And in the box, this long, long box, it contained something valuable. And that something valuable has turned to dust. And I looked at the next box, and I kind of poked my finger in the side of the box, because this box was cut up, and I poked my finger in there, and it just went like this. The box started crumbling. And about that time, I have two men that are standing beside me, and they start taking me up, and I'm lifted up off of the platform. And I'm going up and up, 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 and as I get higher up, I look down, and the platform, the white platform I'm on, I recognize this isn't a platform, it's a star. And I keep leaving, and I keep going higher and higher, and I see another star, and another star, and another star, and another star. And as these men are taking me higher and higher, I look over to my right, and I see red and white stripes. And I realize I am looking at the condition of America, and soon the states are going to begin to fall apart. This is 2006. They are broken. And it's happening right now. There will be states that go bankrupt. There will be one state that will secede from the United States. There will be another state that will try to secede, but the president will send in the military to stop it. Things are going to change dramatically until we call on the name of the Lord. You are meant to be a change agent. You are put here for such a time as this on purpose by God. God is not up in heaven going, oy vey. I had no clue that was going to happen during your lifetime. I am so sorry I put you there. If I would have known this was going to happen, I would have birthed you later or sooner. I am so sorry I put you on earth for this. That is, you'll never hear that from God. Because with great intent, he designed you for this day. And the only reason you don't know it is because Satan has succeeded in convincing you you're an accident. Or that you blew it. And you didn't blow it at all. Not to say we don't make mistakes, we do. But that isn't blowing it. They will have to come up with new classifications for hurricanes and tornadoes because they don't go high enough in their classification system now. Solar storms are going to increase to such a degree that they will literally wipe out GPS systems and planes will have trouble navigating. There's going to be an acceleration of the move of the North Pole because there's a war going on beneath the surface of this earth in the magma. And that magma is going to erupt in different places. There will be a volcano erupt in the northwestern part of the United States. Earthquakes in the northwest part of the United States, southwest part of Canada. There will be incredible disease that hits the forest industry and begins to wipe out, and it'll be very difficult to get wood because the wood will not be strong enough to support the house that it was supposed to build. And all this will continue to increase until we call on the name of the Lord. It's almost like God saying, if you choose your own plan that's influenced by darkness, I will give you the fruit of your own plan influenced by darkness. And until you call on my plan and call on my name, my plan will not be implemented until you call on my name. So you're going to get the fruit of your own efforts. You're going to get the reward of your own thoughts. You're going to get the results of your own choices. Russia is going to begin to escalate even more so. This was prophesied earlier. This was prophesied actually in 1980 that this day would come. This day has actually come. I have the cassette tape. Not an 8-track, Larry, a cassette tape of that actual broadcast on KVTT radio in Dallas, Texas in August of 1980. Talk about the demise of Russia, the end of communism, but then it would be a period of lull. There would be a great awakening of Russia and a new sentiment from Mother Russia would develop that there would be in the disintegration, nations would leave it, but in the reintegration, there would be a forced blackmailing of countries. Poland is going to be forced to either choose oil and energy or no oil and energy. And if they choose oil and energy, they have to come back under the Soviet doctrine and Soviet relation, but it will not be called the Soviet Union. It will be called, I can't remember what, I didn't hear it really clearly, but I don't remember the word Soviet Union. It's not like a revived Soviet Union, but there's something, if I knew when it'll be called. Putin's an evil man. Medvedev is not much better, but the third guy that nobody knows about is worse. They're going to make a major play for the youth to build up this youth sentiment of patriotism in Russia. They're going to be building up the military, going to be building up what they're doing and militarily. And with intent, they will give military armaments to drive up the price of oil. They will, with intent, create chaos in the Middle East countries in order to drive up the price of oil. Because it's the oil that gives their country the money to build its military strength. That's happening now. Years ago, that was said. China is going to grow. Its currency will become the trading currency in the world. It will then use that currency against the United States. China is going to grow to be a vicious machine. And we're playing right into that hand. Again, it's not the Chinese people. It is the government. It is the powers that be that are making the decisions. I do stuff in China. I do stuff in Hong Kong. I do stuff, and I love the Chinese people. We have a training center in Hong Kong. So I'm not saying the Chinese people, but the government, just like our government, there's things that are going on that should not be going on, things that are happening that should not be happening. But men will follow the dictates of darkness because they love darkness rather than light until they come to know Jesus. Lord, have you talk about on national TV about an assassination attempt against a congressman, and just a few months later that happened with Gabrielle Giffords. There are other things that are going to be happening like that. One thing that's going to happen is a kidnapping attempt. I think it was successful, but I certainly know it was an attempt of a congressman. I had this dream, and in the dream I was in the body of a senator. A congressman, but it was specifically a senator. And in the body of the senator, only you can do this in dreams. You're inside them, you can only do this in dreams. And so I don't know who I'm inside. I don't know whose eyes I'm looking out of. But whoever it is talking about Old Smiley. Old Smiley, not O-L-D, but O-L-E. Old Smiley said this, and Old Smiley said this. And we're on the tee, getting ready to tee off, and he looks to his left, and he goes, "Well, here comes Old Smiley now." And up walks President Obama. And he looks at the senator, and he says, "Funds are going to get tight. You better do what you're going to do now." Scene ends. I am now inside of a Bank of America building. And I'm in there, and I'm talking to a friend of mine. I don't know him in real life, but in the dream, I knew him. And I said, "So how are things going?" And he goes, "Well, we're not too busy. That's good. And we're not too busy. That's bad." And I go, Oh, I forgot to tell you. So with President Obama, we're on the golf tee. He puts his arm around the senator. The senator puts his arm around President Obama. And because I'm in the senator, I can feel my arm around President Obama, his waist. And the senator kind of hugs him, and I go, "Good night, I can feel his ribs. He's really getting skinny." Okay, then the scene ends. And the bank, and they, you know, "It's not too busy, we're not too busy, that's good. We're not too busy, that's bad." That scene ends. I'm now a third scene. I'm now back in the same Bank of America building. Only this time, instead of there being 20 cashiers and a dozen loan officers, there's now like 10 cashiers and six loan officers. And I walked in, and I'm saying, "Well, it's kind of empty. It's not like buzzing like normal." And so I look for my friend, and I walk up to a new guy, and I go, "Hey, where's my friend at, the vice president of that branch?" And he says, "Oh, things have kind of slowed down." So he felt like now was an opportune time for him to go back to work with his family. So he quit and went to work in his family business. I thought, "Well, okay. Well, all right. Well, guys do that. Okay." That scene comes to an end. Next scene comes. I'm now opening up the door to walk back into the same Bank of America building. When I walk into the Bank of America building, I look to my right. There's one cashier. There's one loan officer. And I go, "Oh, no, it happened. Something is up with Bank of America. I'm not telling you to get your money out, because if the government takes it over, it might be the best place to have your money. I'm not a financial advisor. I don't know. I'm letting you know God gave me those dreams. And states will declare bankruptcy. And there is problems in the Bank of America. And there will be a nationalization of some bank. And too big to fail is going to fail. And I'm letting you know right now, Greece is, and I've said this for years, in the economic system, Greece is problematic for the euro, and it's going to be out. Spain won't be that far behind. Portugal won't be that far behind. Italy won't be that far behind. And I'm letting you know that when Euro goes, America goes. You need to know, we will not be more than just a few weeks behind. If the banks in Euro fail, we will not be more than just a few weeks behind, if that. Again, I'm not a financial advisor. I don't know. I am reporting headlines. I'm reporting events that I lived through, and now we're going to live through again. I'm just letting you know, God is letting you know things are coming that you need to be prepared for. Because he never does anything without telling his servants, the prophets. Now, I literally do not think and do not call myself a prophet. I am merely a man trying to do what God has told him to do. That's all I am. But I do have that responsibility to do what God has called me to do. We are headed for a very difficult time. Some people say, well, you call that judgment? I say, well, under my definition of judgment, it is judgment. But then maybe that's not your definition of judgment. It certainly is correction. See, I see six layers of judgment. There's like a slap on the wrist type of judgment or correction. There's a God ignoring you. I'm going to turn my face away from you for a season. That's a type of judgment. See, all these things correct us. They're designed to draw us back to God. Wrath says it's over. Start crying, it's over. So my definition of judgment is various levels of God correcting us with the idea of restoring us back to relationship with him. And to do that, he allows our plan, because we chose it, to supersede his plan until we make our plan his plan. It's kind of like your kingdom come, your will be done. I close with this sentence. If you're a victim, if you see yourself as a victim, you will never be a solution to somebody's problem. You will become a problem somebody else has to solve. I don't know if I can. If you see yourself as a victim, you will never be a solution to somebody's problem. You will become a problem somebody else has to solve. Sorry about that. Waterfall. Yeah. So, God put you here for a purpose. Allow him to radiate from you. Commune with him. Know him. Talk to him. Study him. Prove him. Grow in faith in him. And all will go well with you. Amen.
Yes. Just stay put just for a second. Wow. I love it.